Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the People Stack podcast. I am Jen Bunk. I am co-CEO of the People Stack. I am a career coach for tech managers, and we are here to help you up-level your tech career, to get to that next level, to upgrade it, to land that raise, to land that promotion, to land that hell yes job, and to do it with integrity, to do it without sacrificing your authenticity, without sacrificing who you are as an individual, and to do it while you create massive amounts of time freedom and financial freedom in your life. It's a tall order. We're up for the challenge. It's been a joy. It has been an honor to help our clients to achieve these kinds of results, to build their dream careers. And it's not easy. Like I always say, it's not easy, but we can make it simple. We can let it be simple. And in the process, we can let it feel easy. Make no mistake about it, it does require work, what some people may call hard work, in order to move beyond your comfort zone. I was just talking to a potential client the other day and asking him about what's been going on in his career and the struggle that he's been facing. And he said to me, he's like, "Jen, this is it. I can't take this anymore. Enough is enough. I'm ready to move beyond my comfort zone." And I was like, all right, game on. You know, as a coach, I love hearing that for sure. But even just as a fellow human, I love hearing it because that's the moment when you decide to claim your dream, to build your dream, even though you know it's going to mean doing different things, boundary stretching things, things that move you beyond your comfort zone. Speaking of moving beyond your comfort zone, I'm going to be talking about something today that absolutely stretches every single one of the clients that we've ever worked with beyond their comfort zone, no matter who they are, no matter what their personality is, no matter what their behavioral style is, no matter what it is, every single one of them are stretched by doing this thing. And by the way, this is the one thing that it's the one major aspect of career upgrading that has kept, when they started working with us, that has kept every single one of our clients from building their dream career. And this one thing that was holding every single one of them back was evangelizing their excellence. When they start working with us, most of our clients, the majority of our clients, are not effectively evangelizing their excellence. They're not promoting themselves. They're not selling themselves. They're not promoting the wins of their teams. They're not talking about it. They're not celebrating. They're working hard for sure, right? I want to make this really, really clear that we don't play the blame or shame game here. The reason that this happens is because, number one, most people don't talk about it. Most people, especially if you've worked with a coach or, you know, are looking for information on how to do better as a leader or upgrade your career, a lot of the stuff is based, a lot of the information that's out there and a lot of the help that's out there is based on leadership. It's 100% leadership skills, what we like to call building your excellence. And most of our clients, when they start working with us, they are doing that. They're building their excellence as leaders. They know how to do that. Do they all acknowledge that there's room for growth there and that building yourself as a leader is a lifetime journey? Absolutely. So absolutely, we help our clients with building their leadership skills, building their abilities as leaders, building their ability to influence and to think strategically and to really build a rock solid rapport, a rock solid trust with every single team member, building that culture of trust. Absolutely, we help them with this. But what they also recognize is that they were not evangelizing their excellence. They were kind of just hoping that by being so excellent, they didn't have to talk about it. That if they simply just kept doing the work without promoting it, then they would get promoted. That they would earn that raise. They would earn that promotion. They would earn that new job. And you know what? Here's the other tricky part. Sometimes that works. Sometimes that works. That you may be in this position, or you may know some people in your life, some friends or colleagues in your life, or maybe people who you work with, who made this work for them. But it's not really working though, because if you dig beneath it, there's a lot else going on that needs to get fixed and that needs to get changed to truly be upgrading your career from a place of where your true power is and really being able to do it in a way that's intentional as opposed to reactive. So sometimes this works, but it's reactive. In other words, and what we want is proactive. So in other words, sometimes people just kind of put their head down and do the work and be excellent without evangelizing that excellence. And then they get tagged as leadership material. And then their boss or their boss's boss or people around them are like, give that person a promotion. It's usually a man. Give that man a promotion. Right. And then that guy is like, what? Huh? This isn't what I asked for, but oh, okay, sure. They're tugging my arm. I might as well. Great. And then suddenly they're a leader. And then like, oh my God, you're doing such a great job as a leader. Give that man another promotion. He should be VP of engineering. What? Huh? Okay. And then ultimately, my camera is trying to, is going batty because I keep moving around. There we go. And ultimately what happens here is that this doesn't serve anyone. It certainly doesn't serve the guy who's leadership material, because that person is not intentionally building his career. That person is being reactive. Oh, you told me to do this? Okay, cool. And then at one point or another, that person is going to realize that they're not choosing their career path. Their career path is being chosen for them. And some of those people end up on the phone with us, and some of those people end up as our clients saying things like, yeah, you know, I've gotten like 3 promotions in the last 2 years and I don't know what to make of it. I don't feel like this is my life anymore. I don't feel like this is my career anymore. I feel like my career is happening to me instead of me creating it. I feel like maybe I want to be a leader. Everyone tells me that I should be a leader, that I'm great leadership material, but I'm not really sure if this is what I want to do. I think maybe I just want to go back to coding. I don't know. And I'm just stuck in this loop of, what do I want? What do I really want? And I don't even know how to answer that question, because all my life, all my career, I've just been doing what other people said I'm good at instead of deciding for myself, this is what I want to do. So that's not a good place to be. And that's the danger here, is that just focusing on building your excellence without evangelizing it. I'm not saying don't build your excellence. Let me be really clear here. I want you to build your excellence as a leader, and I want you to evangelize it too. Because if the only thing that you do is build your excellence without evangelizing it, that's what's going to happen. Your career is going to happen to you. It's going to be a reactive career, and you're going to end up wondering, WTF, what do I really want? So it's really, really important to evangelize your excellence. And there's a lot that can get in the way. I get it. People don't talk about it. People talk about leadership instead. And then the other thing, the other reason why this is hard, and I acknowledge that it is because it challenges a lot of our long-hold cultural, societal beliefs about talking about ourselves, tooting your own horn, being one of those people who's just, who's like a money grubbing, you know, just a person who just is doing this and is like, is overconfident, is cocky, and nobody wants to be that person, and they don't have a good model for how to do it without being that cocky, overconfident, money grubbing fool. There's not a lot of great models for that. So that's another reason why people are resistant to evangelizing their excellence, to self-promotion, to selling themselves, to celebrating wins, because we've not been conditioned to do that through our parents, through our colleagues, through our friends, through other social and cultural conditioning. What we've been conditioned to do is to be quiet, to not toot your horn too loudly, to just sit back, put your head down and do the work. Don't be that person that everybody else is going to hate because you keep bragging. Don't brag. That's not nice. That's what we've been conditioned to believe. So that's what we've been conditioned to do or not do in this case. So what we do instead is we do the work and we don't celebrate. We don't acknowledge ourselves and also our team. We don't acknowledge our team either because we don't want to brag. We don't want to brag. And so what I invite you to do is simply take a look at that and simply notice that and acknowledge this is where you are right now. And to also acknowledge, because I know you're smart enough to know, I know that you know as well as I do, that there is no way you are going to earn that promotion, earn that raise, earn that hell yes job, and do it intentionally without evangelizing your excellence. By not evangelizing your excellence, you are leaving so much on the table. You may have gotten some promotions, like I said, but are you doing it from a place of being proactive or reactive? Most likely it's reactive. You're leaving so much on the table by not promoting yourself. Money, for sure. Most likely you've been settling for 5 or 10, maybe 15% raises when you could have earned a whole lot more. That's money in the shredder. It's money in the shredder. You're also leaving your impact on the table as well, because the ones who stand up and confidently, not like an asshole, not like a bragger, but the ones who stand up and confidently celebrate their wins and celebrate their impact are the ones who are given opportunities to do more. Because those are the ones that get recognized and say, oh, wow, that's somebody who's willing to take bold action. And bold action begets more bold action. And bold action begets more bold action, which then creates bold results, which then creates even more opportunities to create even more impact. So by just sitting on the sidelines, sitting in the corner, putting your head down and doing the work, you are leaving your impact, your true level of impact on the table. You're not making as much impact as you possibly can because the opportunities to make that impact are not being put in front of you. You're not standing up and saying, me, 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 put me in, coach. You don't want to, because you don't want to be that person. And I get it, but what I want you to get is you're leaving money on the table. You're leaving your impact on the table. You're leaving your dream on the table. And this is not just about you. This is about all the others in your wake. So when you start evangelizing your excellence and you do it with authenticity and you do it with integrity, you do it in a way that feels good and right, it makes you feel even more whole to do it. It's even fun sometimes. When you do that, it's the rising tide raises all ships. You are rising. The tide is rising. You are making that tide rise through your efforts. You're one of those ships, but so is your team. So is everybody else who works for your organization. So is your family. So are your friends. So are your colleagues. So are your other loved ones. Because you are creating an atmosphere. You're creating a situation where now everyone gets to shine, not just you. This isn't purely about significance. And that's why people shy away from it often, is because it's like, oh, you know what? I'm good. I feel significant enough. I have a great life. I have a happy family. I have a great job. I don't need any more significance. My need for significance is plenty fulfilled. Thank you very much. This is, by the way, why some people come off as braggarts and assholes when they're doing it, is because their need for significance isn't being filled in another place in their life. So they need to come off like an asshole and tell everybody how they're the best person in the world and be an asshole doing it, because their need for significance isn't being felt. But what often happens is, like I was saying, your need for significance is already being filled elsewhere. So you are like, no, I don't need to brag. I don't need to promote. I don't need that significance. And I get it. Remember, though, that this isn't just about significance. This is about helping others as well. This is about connection. This is about creating opportunities for other people. This is about shining your light so brightly that by proxy, you are giving others permission to shine their own. I promise you, this is the way that it works. The more that you celebrate, the more that you promote, the more that you point out all of the wins, your wins, your team's wins, everybody's wins around you, you are giving them permission to do the same thing. And you are giving them permission, just like you're giving yourself permission, to step into our collective power as humans and to make the awesome, profound impact that we were truly meant to make. That's what I want you to remember. The other things that I want to share with you, I've been kind of poking at them throughout as I've been talking, but I want to make sure that I make this really, really clear. There are three keys to evangelizing your excellence that I want you to really, really, really get. And this is how you're going to be able to evangelize your excellence, to self-promote, to sell yourself, to celebrate all the wins without feeling like an asshole, without feeling like a bragger, without sacrificing your integrity or your authenticity. And the first key is authenticity. You have to do it in a way that's you. You do you. Be unapologetically you. Some people say, well, can you just give me a script? Can you just tell me the words? Like, I kind of get what you're talking about when you're saying evangelize your excellence. Okay, it's self-promotion, it's celebrating wins. Okay, I get it. Can you just tell me what to say, please? That would defeat the purpose. Because if I just told you what to say, you would not be authentic, and then you're going to feel icky about it, and then you're not going to want to do it anymore. And that's not what I want for you. It has to be authentic. It has to be your own voice. It has to be coming from a place of pure, unbridled gratitude, a pure, unbridled sense of awe and wonder and joy and a sense of just really loving what it is that you're doing and loving seeing these wins. So much so that you have to, and then your own voice will shine through. So you have to do it with authenticity. If anybody is telling you the words to use, like a script, so that you can evangelize your excellence, so that you could self-promote, run far away, because it's not going to work. People can smell inauthenticity from a mile away. That's one of the reasons why you're not evangelizing your excellence, because you don't think you can do it with authenticity, but I'm telling you that you can. It comes from your heart. It comes from your heart. Number two, evangelizing is an all seasons game. This is not something to do just during promotion time, during those promotion cycles or the review cycles, the performance review cycles. Sometimes people will think about it just then. Oh gosh, yeah, I'm having that promotion conversation, that review, performance review conversation with my boss in a week. Better get on evangelizing right now. And then you kind of do it for a week and you have the conversation and your boss is like, yeah, I'm not sure. Here's a 5% raise. And then you just go right on back to whatever it was you're doing before. Evangelizing is an all seasons game. It's an everyday game. Celebrate, promote, and evangelize every single day. And then the other piece of it, the third piece of it, is to everyone, not just your boss. Because I promise you, if you're just doing it with your boss, then you are going to come off as someone who's just doing this for purely selfish reasons. You have to evangelize to everyone, about everyone. It's not just about a closed door conversation with your boss about how awesome you are. That's not going to feel good. I guarantee you. But if you talk with your boss about your team's wins and your wins, knowing full well that you have celebrated their wins along the way and your wins along the way, so much so that now it's kind of like a fun game where it's like, who can celebrate each other the most? It's like, you're awesome. No, you're more awesome. No, you're even more awesome than that. And here's why. And when you have that conversation with your boss about that, like from that place, it feels much better. So those are the three keys. You have to evangelize authentically. Let your true voice shine, speak from the heart, be unapologetically you. Number two, it's an all seasons game. Every single day, evangelize, promote, sell, celebrate every single day. And it's to everyone at work and to everyone in your life. Make celebrating and evangelizing part of your everyday life with everyone who you ever meet. Tell someone that you haven't met that you think they're beautiful. Like can I do a take two on that one? Trying to be all like heartsy and sympathetic there. Tell someone who you haven't met before that you think they're beautiful. Reach out to someone that you haven't reached out to, an old friend, an old colleague, and tell them that you miss them. And that you really valued your conversations with them. I'm not telling you to do this. If you do this, I don't want you to do it because Jen told you to. Because, oh, okay, right. Must message Bob. Hi, Bob, you're beautiful. Must message Diane. Hi, Diane. What was it that Jen said? Let me listen to it again. Hi, Diane. I miss you. No, it's not like that. We're not robots. It has to come from the heart. The more, actually, a lot of times, the more informal, the better. Don't do it because I said to do it. Don't do it in exactly the way that I said to do it, because that's what's on my heart. Speak what's on your heart. That's what you do. And look, at the end of the day, I know you want to start evangelizing your excellence and you want to do it with integrity, with authenticity, every single day, with everyone. You want to make it a part of who you are and you want to feel great about it. And you want to do it because you finally want to upgrade your career, earn that raise, earn that promotion, earn that hell yes job. But you also want to do it because it's the right thing to do. And you know that this is what's next for you in your voyage, in your journey of self-discovery, and your journey of up-leveling who you are as a human. And what I've done today is I've given you some high-level strategies on how you could start implementing this right away, and I want you to apply them. But here's the thing. You have your own unique context. You have your own unique wobbles and foibles and idiosyncrasies. You have your own limiting beliefs that are holding you back. You have your own context. You have your own goals. You have people in your life who you want to evangelize their excellence, but you don't know how. You have things you've been held back for so long and you haven't been doing it. You don't even know where to start or how to apply this. Or maybe you can start applying it, but then it's like, what's next? So if you want to have a conversation about how you can apply these broad strategies, exactly how to apply these broad evangelizing strategies in your career with your team, then what I want you to do is book a call with my team right away, thepeoplestack.com/book. You're going to have an honest conversation with one of my team members, with one of my awesome career strategists who have your back. They're there for you. They get you. They got you. And you're going to have an honest conversation about what's not working in your career right now. And if what I've been saying has been resonating, part of what's not working is that you haven't been evangelizing your excellence and it's costing you a lot. And you're going to get to the truth. You're going to get to the heart. You're going to get to the root cause of what that's costing you to not evangelize, to not reach your career goals year after year after year. You're also going to get really, really clear on where you want to go in your career. What's the dream you want to build? Once you start effectively, with authenticity, with integrity, evangelizing your excellence, what does that open up for you? What possibilities can you then tap into? What's the dream? And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get from where you are right now to building that dream and beyond, then we're going to talk about what it looks like to work together. We're going to share all of the details, everything that would be required on your part, the financial investment, the time investment, everything else that would be required for you to build your dream career. So book that call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. Go to that link and it'll bring you to my team's calendar. Pick your time zone, enter your name, your email, your phone number, pick a time that works for you. It'll be on their calendar. It'll be on your calendar. And at the time of the call, just click on the Zoom link in the calendar invite and my team member will meet you there. As long as you show up ready and willing to have an honest conversation about what's not working in your career and where you want to go, it's going to be the most valuable, the most clarifying career conversation that you have ever had. And there's really nothing else more that you need to do. There's no more homework. There's no more questions that you need to answer. There's no more writing that you need to do. There's no more reading that you need to do. All you need to do is book that call and show up ready to have a conversation. My team has got your back. They know what to ask. And all you have to do is answer from the heart. From the heart. There's no right or wrong answers. We want the truth here. So I want you to book that call right away, especially if you've been struggling for a while. But even if you're starting to feel that struggle in your career, let's nip that in the bud right away. thepeoplestack.com/book. Evangelize your excellence, folks. If you don't, you're leaving so much on the table, including your dream. And I don't want that for you. Take care. Much love. Big hugs. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.